Well, this, of course, is the first time that I've heard about this. But, of course, when the U.S. is launching these bombing campaigns, it's not always that they hit the right targets. And it's not always the case that that they are going after those who they say they're going after. This is a very complicated situation. Basically, the whole idea of the strategy is wrong-headed, since you're not going to be able to defeat a foe like ISIS simply through air power. That has been proven throughout history. And the forces on the ground, of course, there's a lot of fighting going on in Iraq. Terrorists are moving against the Iraqi government, and that cannot be allowed to let them overthrow that. But the policy has to be coordinated very carefully. If the U.S. is going to be involved at all, it has to be coordinated with the leaders in the region, both in terms of the military strategy and in terms of what specific role the U.S. Air Forces would have. Obviously, this coordination is somewhat lacking, if it exists at all, and therefore you have situations like this. But the details of the matter, really, you've told me about it, so I haven't followed that so clearly, but this is the general situation we're facing in the region.